This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. According to AP correspondent Sagar Magani, aides say that President Trump has started talking about his own future after leaving office.
Say he's mused about declaring another White House bid in 2024. Some believe he'll at least openly play with the idea to boost his public relevance. In the meantime, the president's largely stopped taking part in the nation's day-to-day governing, watching even more TV than usual and angrily tweeting about electoral fraud without providing evidence.
The counting of votes in several states remains somewhat close, so much so, however, that the Secretary of State in the southern state of Georgia, where projected President-elect Joe Biden holds a fairly handy 14,000 vote lead, has ordered a recount of the voting. In an announcement yesterday, Secretary Brad Raffensperger said this will be a hand count.
Because we now have that verifiable paper ballot, for the first time in 18 years, we're going to have something to count instead of just pressing a button and getting the same answer. So we'll be counting every single piece of paper, every single ballot, every single lawfully cast legal ballot.
Projected President-elect Joe Biden says he's not worried that President Trump has broken with tradition by not letting him read the ultra-secret daily brief containing the nation's most sensitive intelligence before inauguration. However, U.S. Senator Republican James Lankford of Oklahoma says if the president-elect is not invited into the briefings, he'll step in himself.
There's nothing wrong with the former vice president getting those. Kamala Harris is on the Intelligence Committee. She has all the clearances that she needs to be able to do that. There is no loss from him getting the briefings and to be able to do that. And if that's not occurring by Friday, I will step in as well and to be able to.
This is VOA News. People in the U.S. state of Ohio are being told to put their masks back on. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has this report.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the coronavirus has spiked across his state, leading to his decision to reinstate a mandatory mask order.
We know that masks work.
As for possible business shutdowns, DeWine says depending on the outbreak, some may have to close.
If the current trend continues and cases keep increasing, we will be forced to close restaurants, bars, and fitness centers.
Just over 900 cases were reported in Ohio on September 23rd. Less than 6 weeks later, that daily number had skyrocketed to more than 5,300. I'm Tim McGuire.
This comes as the U.S. state of Texas yesterday became the first state with more than 1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, with California right behind as a surge of coronavirus infections engulfs the country. Texas, the second most populous state, has recorded over 1 million coronavirus cases and over 19,000 deaths since the outbreak began in early March. The U.S. has recorded over 240,000 deaths and more than 10.3 million confirmed infections, with new cases soaring to all-time highs of well over 120,000 per day over the past week. Japan opposes any actions that escalate tension in the East and South China Seas, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Wednesday as he wrapped up a trip to Vietnam and Indonesia, but he added Tokyo was not aiming at an Asian NATO to contain any specific country. Suga's four-day visit to the two Southeast Asian countries, his first overseas trip since taking office last month, is part of Japan's efforts to bolster ties with key regional countries amid concerns about China's growing assertiveness in the region. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Wednesday blamed U.S. sanctions and pressure on United Nations and Syria's neighbors for the return of more than 5 million refugees who fled the conflict there to return. Of Syria's 17 million people, 5.5 million are living as refugees in the region, mostly in Turkey, and a further 6 million are uprooted within their own countries. Bahrain's Crown Prince Sheikh Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa is taking over as his country's prime minister after the death of the world's longest-serving prime minister at the age of 84. Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa, who died on Wednesday, repeatedly put down opposition unrest during his half-century in power. For more on all these stories, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.